Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. A good morning to you. We're going to talk about your favorite topic today, eating dirt. Yes, I said eating dirt, often known as plica, P-L-I-C-A, and why you should eat dirt. Engage in that generously and abundantly. Why? Because the animals do it. What animals? The animals of the jungle. And when you find out why, once again, you're going to see God's wisdom at work. True cellular intelligence. Now, we don't eat dirt, obviously, but we know that pregnant women often crave dirt. And we know why, looking for trace minerals that the foods don't have. But let's make another perspective on pregnant women. Pregnant women really are one of the most finely tenured indices, meaning they're one of the best examples of when the intuitive force in the name of propagation of the species, it's at its best. This is what we call those cravings at pregnancy. Now, animals do this regularly. There is a book, and it's a book you should get if you're into this kind of thing, called Wild Health. Wild Health by Cindy Engel, E-N-G-E-L, Cindy, E-N-G-E-L, called Wild Health. How animals keep themselves well and what we can learn from them. Today I'm going to read some of the paragraphs from this book. I just have to. Don't like to read too much on the show. You can do that yourself, but I have to read you some of this. It's absolutely fascinating what animals do to protect themselves using clay from the poisons in the jungle. Well, we're not in the jungle. Yes, we are in the jungle. We're in a chemical toxic swamp. It's called Los Angeles. And if you live anywhere near the oil refineries, anywhere near the Long Beach port, anywhere near LAX, and in a sense, who doesn't? You need to listen to today's show extra closely. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. As always, hate to repeat myself, but get to the website. That's straighttalk.cc, not .com.cc. Get to that website. Why? The pictures are there. Why? So I can teach you even better than I can teach you. Concept. You can look up bentonite clay, the healing power of bentonite clay, and you can take the clay. And you can listen to all the different advertisers tell you the reasons you should have the clay and what these things can do. My point to you, amidst the trillion of things you can do for your health, is if you really understand why you're doing what you're doing, which is going to take a deeper level of understanding, then you're really going to understand how to use what everybody tells you is good for you. Otherwise, you get lost in the great big vortex of healing. So, the concept. Where do we start with the use of bentonite clay? And we're just going to clump them together in one big word. Of course, there are different types of clays, but basically, we'll just call it clay. And today, I'm going to focus more specifically on bentonite clay. If you know a product called MediClay FX, made by Premier Research Labs, it's a wonderful source of this clay. It's a calcium bentonite. Should you take it? How long should you take it? When should you take it? For what should you take it? This really isn't the point of the show. Read all that stuff on the internet, or from the advertiser, or the marketer. This is a show to give you an understanding of exactly what's going on, and why animals do it, and why you should think about it. Let's begin with the large intestine. No pictures today. Put too many pictures in the past. You can picture the large intestine. That's 5 feet, 6 feet of tubing. It starts at the end of the ileum, the end of the small intestine, and goes all the way to the anus. That's where the digested food, the remnant stuff, the stuff you want to get rid of, comes out of. That's where you get your colon cancer, your rectal cancer. That's where you get your sigmoidoscopies. That's where you get your barium enemas. It's where you get your diverticulitis, your diverticulosis, your ulcerative colitis, your ulcerative colitis, and so on and so forth. It's that last 6 feet of you. It's where you get constipated and your belly bloats. It's where you get constipated and it hurts. You know the spot, the large intestine. The inner lining of that large intestine makes mucus. That's a big player here. Mucus is the big player. If you take the mucus off, if you don't eat the foods that make the mucus, if you don't have the oils that make the mucus, then that mucus debrides. It scrapes off. Or it gets congested. When it scrapes off, when it burns off, when you become raw, when the chemical toxicities of the foods you eat or the poisons you ingest get so high, when their percentages increase beyond critical thresholds, and the mucus cannot buffer or protect the inner lining of the large intestine, you begin to ulcerate. That ulceration can go all the way to perforation. And each day we remove large intestines off people of all ages, from age 20 to age 90. We remove them because they have ulcerated and potentially threatened to perforate. And when the inner lining is perforated and what's in your large intestine spills out into the adjoining area, the abdominal cavity, you're going to die. That is a medical emergency. Your belly will get very hard. You see this when appendixes burst. We call it peritonitis. And any condition that's pushing or bordering on peritonitis is considered dangerous and lethal enough to warrant excision of the organ. You get a colostomy. If they don't take too much, what's too much? Well, after a foot or two or three of the 6 feet, then often you get a bag. What they try to do is tie the end of it to the anal area, and it becomes your anus. So if we can get rid of 2 feet and still make you a extension into the anal area, well, then of course they prefer to do that. Sometimes they can't, and because they're nice guys, they give you, the patient, a choice. Would you like to go into the bag for the rest of your life, or would you like a hookup? And this is the reality of it. And I see people regularly who've had this reality, this unfortunate travesty and tragedy. It has to imply that that protective layer, that mucus layer along the inside of the large intestine, it has to imply that it has been overwhelmed, dominated. It has been counterbalanced so aggressively by the poisons growing on the inside that it's about to burn a hole. What's this got to do with clay? Well, we're talking about bentonite clay. We're going to look at pictures of bentonite clay so we all understand where we are. If you must, that product MediClay FX is calcium bentonite. You can latch on to that concept for a moment. But we're going to look at much better pictures later. And I've got three articles up top about the different ways to use bentonite clay. And, of course, what I'm much more interested in, because you can read about claims anywhere, is the bentonite clay, the mechanism of action. And there's two great articles. Actually, one of them is from industry. They use bentonite clay in industry, sodium bentonite usually, not calcium, because it helps in all sorts of industrial applications. But there's very good science to be had there, so I've got the articles posted so you can learn. Point. That mucoid layer, if you ingest bentonite clay, the clay traps the water and the mucus. And the bentonite clay becomes part of the mucus layer. Now, who cares? Well, here's the point. Concept. The large intestine, which we understand is what holds all the smelly stuff that you're going to pass out. The large intestine, very important physiological point here, perspective or emphasis. It is a reservoir. It's a water reservoir. it's a chemical reservoir, meaning there's a give and take from the inside of that tube into your blood. That's important. So what goes in and goes down and goes out just doesn't go in, goes down, and goes out. It also goes back in. In other words, what's in the large intestine recirculates through the lining of the large intestine. That's critical to understand. Lots of applications of this that are wonderful. For instance, talking to a person the other day, they did a prodigiously effective coffee enema. They had enormous releases, and then they vomited. You got that. A coffee enema, lots of bile came out, very successful undertaking, body loosened up, they felt great, and then they vomited. They couldn't understand that concept. When you do a coffee enema, and you get, hopefully you get, that prodigious flow of bile out of your body, that bile is loaded with the worst, most rancid poison, so you're cleaning your blood, and you're cleaning the rest of your body, therefore, at a much higher accelerated rate, as the research suggests. A percentage of that bile that's coming down the large intestine and out into the toilet bowl, a percentage of it is recirculating back in. Or I should say, its poisons are recirculating, but I'll also say a percentage of that bile recirculates back in. Now, there's a classic application. Large intestine does this all the time. Ladies, during the PMS phase, say after you ovulate, after you're in, say, day 20, day 21, right? You ovulate day 14, 15, 13, 12, 12 to 16, 17, you're okay, 18, day 21, 22, 23. Now you're within 7 days of bleeding. You start feeling sick. There's a darn good reason. And that has to do with the way you recirculate your estrogen back into your blood. This is why that biliary system is so critical, because once you recirculate it back in, you can recirculate it back out again. But here's the point. You're always recirculating what you're trying to get out of your body back into your body. This is what this show is about. I do this show for these types of understandings. Because if you don't get this, you don't get the purpose of clay. You can take a manufacturer's claim or some advertiser's claim or some vitamin therapist's claim at Whole Foods or whatnot, but that isn't really where it's at, is it? To understand how the large intestine recirculates things regularly is to understand how the clay will bind into the mucus, and the clay absorbs water. It absorbs water many, many, many times its own weight. So 1 gram might absorb 10 grams of water, something like that. Some outrageous ratio. It forms jello. Calcium bentonite ultimately forms jello on the inner lining of your intestinal tract. And that jello is pushed up against the inner lining of the large intestine. Now, why is that important? Well, you can apply it to what I just said. You're going to reduce the rate of the recirculation of poison back into your blood because you've got this layer of jello because of the clay. Now, who benefits from that and who doesn't benefit? Well, one thing they tend not to tell you, and everyone makes their claim, but I don't believe it personally, and a lot of the people that study clay will back up my statement, the clay also binds up and doesn't allow the recirculation of mineral back into the blood. So the colon's a mineral reservoir, and some of those minerals are important in your own ionic balances. On that basis, there's a downside to the clay. But tell that guy who's a jet fuel mechanic at LAX. Tell that female whose PMS, she's certain, has come from the devil. Straight from hell to PMS, one time every month for 4 to 5 days. Someone working in industry, someone living in San Pedro or living near LAX, anybody exposed to high levels of poison each day is going to suffer, extraordinarily speaking, from this recirculation. So one thing clay is going to do is thicken.